With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate rushing through final passage of that bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. President Biden signing it into law earlier today. Political observer Ben Domenech says this week's battle over the continuing resolution measure may be a sign of things to come on Capitol Hill during a second Trump presidency.
And now we're about to see what things really look like when Trump comes back and how different things are going to be now that he understands the process and has a different relationship with Capitol Hill than he did when Paul Ryan was in charge the first time around.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new legislation he says might just stave off the threat of a federal shutdown.
I put in a bill last year when we were talking about this stuff that if there's a government shutdown, the only entity, and I mean the only entity that does not get paid is Congress, and we don't get back pay.
Also at SRNnews.com, global security leaders warning nuclear threats are growing as weapons spending has surged to $91 billion just last year.
Private bunker sales are on the rise globally, from small metal boxes to crawl inside of to extravagant underground mansions. Critics warn these bunkers create a false perception that a nuclear war is survivable. They argue that people planning to live through an atomic blast aren't focusing on the real and current dangers posed by nuclear threats and the critical need to stop the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Flu season underway, CDC releasing its latest flu monitoring data, and sharp increases in several measures. 13 states are reporting high levels. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom going on in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for youngsters with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing the medication. That decision, a major blow to the transgender agenda, and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. This is SRN News. Grubhub will fork over 25.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul said that consumer complaints prompted the investigation. Raoul and FTC Chairperson Lina Khan said Grubhub misled customers about delivery costs and the benefits of a Grubhub subscription, deceived drivers about the amount of money they could make, and listed restaurants without their knowledge or consent. Grubhub has denied the allegations but says the settlement is the best way to move forward. John Scott reporting.
Baseball Hall of Famer and stolen base king Ricky Henderson has died. He was 65. Henderson had a lengthy list of accomplishments over a career that lasted 25 years, but it was stealing bases where he made his name. He broke Lou Brock's single-season record of 118 by stealing 130 bases in 1982. More details at SRNnews.com.